It's the 20th of January 2010. It's Wednesday night? Yes, Wednesday. And I tried to record an audio boo yesterday on the way home, but couldn't quite manage it because my microphone kept on flapping around, and you could probably hear the traffic noise more than you could hear me. But I'm snuggled up in bed now, and everything is a lot more quiet. Well, not what I was going to talk about in this audio boo, because it's back to work, really. The family's doing okay. Christopher's got some SATs coming up, and the school is trying to get them to do booster classes, which are intended to get them from a level 4 to a level 5, I believe. He's just about to turn 11 this year, and so that's quite an interesting going on, but everything else is just ticking over normally. And it just, I was listening to The Vobes Show, which is a podcast I listen to regularly, one of the many I sort of tend to, consume avidly because of the length of my commute. And he went through the decades of his life since we've just started, well, some might say a new decade. And I mean, I was thinking of doing that in this podcast, in this audiobook. So I'll start off with the 1970s, and the 1970s was itinerant for me. I was moving around quite a lot. It was only really until when 1977 came that we settled down, and we lived in the same house for about 6 years. But of course, by that time, it was 1980. My little sister was born, and my parents were splitting up. 1983, we moved down south. And that was kind of when my childhood really began. I sort of started developing. I went to secondary school, absolutely loved it. And they were my formative years. They were the years that I really became who I am now. I got my interest in radio. I started taking things apart electronically. And that was when my interest really began. 1990s were, what's the best way to describe that? Where I learned. I was at university for the first 3 years of the 1990s. Then I got my first job, and I discovered that I'm not a particularly good electronic engineer, but I do know my way around technology. And so I got my first IT job as well, and then I moved over to radio. And of course, I got married towards the end of the 1990s, had my first child. So the 1990s were very much a learning experience for me. The year 2000s was when I went into media, I guess, and started fulfilling my kind of ambitions, if you like. I started off working for commercial radio, and then I moved over to the BBC, working in television support, which I didn't really enjoy, until an opportunity came up to work in radio, and that's where I've been ever since. So 2010's just come, which is effectively a new decade, and I'm wondering what's the next kind of thing that's going to happen. It's interesting because I'm slowly easing out of my 30s as well, and as I go into my 40s, what's going to happen? I guess it's a case of making better use of my time, settling down, finding out, trying to work on the creative, just improving myself, I guess. The big changes have happened now, and I guess it's going to be the next 10 years where I kind of tweak the little bits and make sure that I'm getting as much out of life as I can. And of course, other people are getting as much out of life as they can as well, through the resources that I have. And so maybe that's what it is. It's tweaking. I've already started it. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing this recording now, is because I'm trying to make it so I'm a little bit more organised, trying to do things on a regular basis, looking after myself, and trying to create the right kind of habits. And I think it's worked. I haven't as yet had a down day. I felt a little bit achy today, there's been times when I just haven't been able to get away from my desk, for example. I'm trying to go for a walk at lunchtime. I'm trying to get out and see people at work. And so far, I mean, we're only 20 days into 2010, but that represents, I think I've worked it out as an 18th of the year that's gone by already. We're almost a month since Christmas, so the year rattles by as it is. And I think I'm managing to seize the day. So that's pretty much my audio boo for the day. It's been a busy day at work. I'm slowly making progress on the little bits and pieces that I'm supposed to be doing. And the time continues. Tomorrow's going to be interesting because I'm going out for a drink with some friends. And that doesn't happen very often. I've not been out after work in such a long time. So I'll probably be home late and relate the whole story to you when I speak to you then. Until then, I shall wish you a good night, and I'll speak to you soon. Good night.